Running back Miguel Maisonet was at Hofstra University for just one semester when the school dropped its football program. That's how he ended up at Stony Brook, a small college on Long Island. With little fanfare, Maisonet put together an impressive career, and he has no regrets about how things turned out.
Maybe, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't, you know, probably, you know, ended up going to Stony Brook, you know, so it was, you know, I've made a great decision by going to Stony Brook. You know, it put me in the right position I am right now, you know, being able to, you know, say I went to the combine, being the first person from Stony Brook to, you know, get an invite to the combine. So it's good.
He's also trying to become the first player from Stony Brook to be drafted by an NFL team. He said 30 of the league's 32 teams sent a representative to see him play in person this past season, when he rushed for nearly 2,000 yards and averaged a whopping 7.4 yards per carry. Despite playing a handful of games against Division I opponents, questions about the competition Maisonet faced remain.
Yeah, you know, of course I have to prove something, you know, having people say, you know, the level of competition, you know, that I went up against, you know, wasn't really, you know, that good. But if you look, you know, if you turn on my Syracuse film, turn on the Army film, you know, it shows that, you know, my team, not even just me, just my team itself, we, you know, we have the ability, you know, to play against, you know, the larger competitions.
The Syracuse game provided the highlight many have seen of Maisonet when he leaped over a defender on his way to a long touchdown. It was one of the plays of the year in college football.
Basically was, it was a stretch play to the right side. You know, I got out, kid came flying, I jumped over him. Midair, somebody came and hit me. I was able to break that tackle and take it for 76 yards for a touchdown. That play right there, you know, singly alone, put me on the map. And I guess that was the play that actually, you know, helped me out and helped my career out, you know, a lot.
Born in Puerto Rico, Maisonet and his family moved to Long Island when he was 3 years old, and he saw a lot of kids in a rough neighborhood go the wrong way. He's thankful for the athletic ability that allowed him to get out, and now as the draft approaches, the 5'9", 209-pounder is a late-round prospect being compared to NFL backs like Danny Woodhead, Ahmad Bradshaw, and even Ray Rice.
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing it now, you know, you're going to be the next Ray Rice and stuff like that. You know, I try not to, you know, really take it to the head because there's only one Ray Rice and I'm Miguel Maisonet. We're two different people. But, you know, if you compare me to him, you know, it's great because he's an awesome football player, you know, Super Bowl champs. So, you know, I take that in stride. You know, I'm feisty, I'm tough. You know, I don't let the first guy tackle me. I have great balance. I can make big plays. You know, there's a lot of ways to describe me.